recently says, yes, Neidecho Kutzer Leschus for Nefesh. The other quote of the Pasuk says, Eidecho Leyane B'Nefesh Lomus. So he dashed Lomus Hudianoin. He only can't say Eidus to make him have a Chiv Mis upon him. But if he wants to say Eidus to put a Schus to free him, then an Eidecho could say. For Rabbanan Amar, the Rabbanan say, Rabbanan Amar Ashlakish Mishum Demersay Knege B'Yedusin. We do not let an Eidechot say, because for him it looks like a Negev B'Yedus. He said Eidus one way, now he wants to change it, it looks like a Negev B'Yedus. For Rabbanan Amar Ashlakish, Hai Lomus My Dashibay, what do they do with the Pasuk Lomus, which is Mashmi, he's only not Neman the Chayvah, but Mashmi L'Schus, he is Neman. So Nukmi Le B'Yechot Min HaTamidim, he puts it upon one of the Tamidim, that they also cannot say Eidus, Lomus for the chayva. Ketanya, like we learned, Omar echad mina edim yeshli lomud olav schus. If one of the edim say, I have now a proof or a reason to say is potter, minayin shein shayim le. How do we know we don't listen to him? Tamlein edechad leyana. This is l'chon techomim that he can't say any edus at all. Minayin, how do we know liyechad mina tamidim? One of the tamidim shama yeshli lomud olav chayva. I have a chayv minayin shein shayim le. We do not listen to him. Even one of the Tamidim, Tamalem Echod Leyana B'Nefesh Lomus. On this we darshan Lomus, that one of the Tamidim, not the Eidim, somebody else in the Embezdin, they cannot say Lomus, L'Chayva. But L'Schus they could say. Now it says, Dinu Nefoshois, HaMalamid, says the Mishnah, whoever is Malamid, HaMalamid Chayva or Malamid Schus. If first you Malamid Chayva, you let it change your mind now to say Schus. If you first said a schus, now you're not allowed to change your mind to say a chayva. That's what it says in the Mishnah. So it's like this. Amarav, lo shonu elo bishas masa matan. It's only when they're saying, they're thinking over what the psak should be. Aval bishas gemadin, but once it comes to the shas gemadin, so Rashi says, shechipish kvar hakol, they thought everything. The yachshev nira shetoyer, now they saw they made a mistake, then Chayzim Lamed Chayb, they are allowed to. Aval B'Shas G'madin Melamed Chus, Chayzim Lamed Chayb, you are allowed to. And now you're summing up everything and you see clearly what the right is, so you're allowed to change your mind. Meitzvei have a kasha. It says, L'mochros, the next day, Rashi's Mishnah, Perakoyo Berit Kinoisai, Kabi Halonis Din, was left the din over the night, so it says, L'mochros, the next day, Mashkimim, they get up, U'boyin HaMazak, in Boyin they come. So Hamazak Oimer Ani Hamazaka. O Mazak Ani Bim Kaimi, and I stay in the right place, I don't change. Hamachayev Oimer Ani Hamachayev, O Machayev Ani Bim Kaimi, I stay put. Hamalamit Choyvo, Malamit Schus. The first you said a Choyv, you'll have to change your mind to say a Schus. Avala Malamit Schus, whoever said a Schus, and Yocholach Salamit Choyv, you can't change your mind to say a Choyvo. Aye, the question is, Vala Mochros the next day, Gemar Dinu, L'chor, the next day means, now they're coming to the Maskona to make the Psak Din. And still you say they can't change their mind from a Schus to a Chayvus. You see, not like Rav. So what is L'taymich? L'mochros, Masa, Mati, Milek, who said that? Like the next day, who said they can't think God over again? Well, they don't have to come the next day in the morning right away with a Gemar Din. It could be first they want time to think it over. Samura says no. The question is, does Mikatoni b'shas masamatin? Does it say b'shas masamatin? It's mash for the next day on the zman of gemar din. Smash even by the gemar din, still hamalamed schus has no right to change his mind to now hamalamed chayva. Toshma coming here. Donin elu kineged elu. Achiu echad min hamachayovim divrei hamazakin. Is also gemar later. That we put one against the other. Rashi says don elu kineged elu. Heichod nechleku b'din, shloishim v'shishim mechayovim, u'shloishim mechamishim mezakin. Tekayim alon ein matin lechayv al piyedechod. So then donim b'rayis elu k'negre elu. Achi yachzu b'yechod min ha-mechayvim, to one of the mechayvim change the mind. Tevlu ha-mezakin ruba. Avul achzu b'yechod min ha-mezakin lo k'toni, that it doesn't say. So the question is why not? Again, it says that 36 said it's chayv and 35 said it's potam. So it's not enough to be Mechayiv. So you have to change now one of them that said Chayiv, two of them to make them say Ptur. So that's loch of Donan Elu Kenegrelu, Achiyu Echem and Mechayovim, Divrei HaMazakin. The one that says Chayiv changes his mind now to say that he's Potter. Now the question is, if you're like Rav, list in Nam Yivcha, should have said the opposite way. The one that said Schus should now change his mind, B'Shat Gemadin to Chayiv. Tzemura says, Tona aschus ko mahadra achoibu lekumadir. The Tana is only saying cases that he want to change l'schus, he did not want to say al-l'choiva. But really, it could be done if it was by the Gemardin. Toshma come in here. Tiyom Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, echad min ha-tamidim, shezicha u-meis. One of the tamidim said that he's potter. And then the Talmud died. Roy noisi ki l'chayv, look as if he's chayv yevev m'kaimai. What he says still holds, that he holds that he's potter. It's a question of Ramai, why? Name of, why don't I say, ilu have become, if he would be alive, hodadei. According to Rav, the Shastra Gemadin, he could change his mind. Let's say if he would have been alive, maybe he would have changed his mind. Hashtag, the more answers no. Hashtag, merely hodadei. But right now, he didn't change his mind. We don't have to be afraid he would have changed his mind. Iva Sholchem, he told me, they sent a letter from Eretz Yisrael, that Lediv, Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, according to Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, Moitzei Michla Rabbeinu. That he say what? That he is Moitzei, that Lediv, Rabbi Yosi is being Moitzei, is going not like Rabbeinu. So my answer is, I'll tell you, ein moitzi itma. The Gersa should be ein itma, ein moitzi. So Rashi says, the question is, Vasholchem itom, klema, hechi mosle trutze lohod Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina. Kerav, he goes like Rav, they sense from Eretz Yisrael, according to Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, he's not going like Rav. That the Yom V'Shas Gemad in Chayz L'Chayva. So how could you say he's going? So he answers him, Mashani, they learned, the letter was, ein moitzi itma, he's not going against them. Toshma coming here, it says, Shnei Sefer had the Yonim Oimdim Lufnayim, two Sefer of the Yonim used to stand in front of them. Echad min Haimim, one on the right side, Yechad min Esma, one on the left side. For Kaisvin Divrei Hamazakin, they used to write down the people that said that he's Potter. For Divrei Hamachayovim, the people that say he's Chayiv. So Vishleim Divrei Hamachayovim, the one that says he's Chayiv is very good. Lemochar, Chozotai Machrina, Oboy Lemever Halon is Din. Because maybe tomorrow they'll see another reasoning, and they'll have to have a halonah sedin, they'll have to wait a while. So Melo, they have to remember what they say, so we write it down. Elo divrei hamazak, and the one that says what they spot, my time, what do you have to write it down for? Like if you learn like Rav, that it could be chayzat ma'vashas to gemar din, so what do we write it down for? Yeah, my time allowed me shum di chazat time achrinu l'chayv v'lamash chinimbo. Isn't it the pshat that even tomorrow he wants to change his mind, we do not let him change his mind? So it's not like Rav. So Rav says, "Loi kadesh lo yom u'shneim tam echad mishnei mikrois, that they should not say two tamim from the same pasuk." And we will soon explain what this means to say two tamim from the same pasuk. Hey, k'deboy menei Rav Asim Rav Yechanan omru shneim tam echad mishnei mikrois. Two of them said a tam from two different mikrois. Ma was the locha omulei ein moinu lehem el echad. We only count this as if it's one. Trashi d'chad b'hanach kroi lav loch yosi. Like they're saying two different reasons, the tour, but from two different sukkim, only one of the sukkim are for this purpose. So only considered like one, not like two. So that's called ein moinim lohem elo echot. Minoah nemili, how do we know this? Omra bayad yom akro. Achas divrei elokim shtayim zu shamati. Kiyaz elokim. It means mikro echot yoitz lakam etamim. Mikra echad gadash of a lot of things, but v'yein tam echad yoytze mekamim mikrois. But one tam does not come out of a few psukim. So the kids, if you say this reasoning for one posik, that has to be the posik and not a second posik. So if they brought the same tam from two different psukim, one of them are wrong. Tevei Rabbi Shmuel Tono ukepate shifutza selo, like a spark that comes out from the blacksmith. Ma pate zem mischal lakamim. So it's just like when the blacksmith bangs, it goes out to a lot of different sparks. Af mikra echad one posik. Yoitz l'kam tamim, you can see a lot of tamim from it, but not a lot of tamim go into like different sukkim. Then was the heichi done? What's the case? Tam echad mishtem mikrois, one tam from two different sukkim. Omer Rav Zvid, because not like we learned, mizbeach mikadesh es aroylo. Anything that goes on the mizbeach, it's mikadesh it if it's fit to go on the mizbeach. We'll soon see what that means. Like the fats or the chalofim, the avorim, things that are fit to go on the mizbeach. When it goes on, the mizbeach is mikadesh it. If Yeshua Imer call a royal Ishim, anything that's fit to be burnt, Imolala Yerit. Once it goes up on the Mizbeach, we do not take it down again. Even though really you shouldn't put it there, let's say it's tummy or something, but once it got on the Mizbeach to be burnt, we do not take it down. Shinem the Apostle says, Oila Amoito. That means, Ma Oila, she royal Ishim. It tells like the Korban Oila, it's fit to be burnt. Imolala Yerit, once it goes up on the Mizbeach, we do not take it down anymore. Of course, royal ishim, anything that's fit to go to the fire, if it goes up, it doesn't go down. Rabbi Gamliel Leimer, Kol Roy Lemizbech, it's fit to be on the Mizbech. Yemol Layer, once it goes on the Mizbech, we do not take it down. Even though it's really Lechatchil, you shouldn't put it on the Mizbech. But once it went on the Mizbech, that's the klal of Kol Roy Lemizbech, anything that's fit to go on the Mizbech, Yemol Les Layer, you don't take it down. Shemin the Postik says, He Oilo Amoito, Al Mizbech. That Ma'oil Shirulim Gabi Mizbech, just like the Korban Oilo, it's fit to be burnt on the Mizbech. And the cloud is the most solitary. If it goes up, it doesn't come down. I'll tell you, Av Kol Shiro Mizbech, anything that's fit to be the Mizbech, Yemol Layerit. And now the Tavayu Maiko Marbi, Psulim, that both be Marbi Psulim, that even though Korban, that the Korban became Posel, Rashi says, Shenislu Be'azora, anytime the Korban became Posel in the Azora, so the Chachidu did not put it on the Mizbech, but so the cloud is Shemol Layerdu, that if you put it up, you do not take it down. Now, Mar Maisel Mimoito, one learns it out from Posit Mimoito, or Mar Maisel Mimizbech. Now, Vahosom Miflak Pligi, the other is a Machloikis, the Gatoni Seifa. Like, this is a Tchash already. But we thought to say, like, from two different Sukkim, learning at the same time. So, see, you can learn at one time from two different Sukkim. So, one says, no, Vahosom Miflak Pligi, there's a Machloikis between the two of them. That's why they use two different Sukkim. The Gatoni Seifa says in the Seifa, Ain't been divrei Rabbi Gamliel or divrei Rabbi Yeshua. There's no difference. Elo hadam the anesachim. There's a difference between the dam and the anesachim, between the blood and the wine. The wash Rabbi Gamliel in there lo yerdu. That since it's fit, Gamliel says lo yerdu, and Rabbi Yeshua I'm not yerdu. Behold yerdu, because these things are not fit to be burnt. If it's a vod that has to go on the mizbeach. So the dam and the nesachim, the blood, the wine is also put on the mizbeach. But according to Yeshua, what has to be burnt on the mizbeach, the blood and the wine is not burnt on the mizbeach. So therefore, lo Rabbi Yeshua ima yerdu. So here it's not a case of one time from two different sukkim. The two different tamim here. It was the Elo Amar Papa, to the time like one like this. Where's the case we have a one time from two sukkim? It's like this. We have Yosek Lilu Eimer. Since the Pasuk says, Kol hanagei b'mizbech yakdish, anything that touches the mizbech becomes kodesh, shemei ani from here.